What a day. What a life. What a world. All right, so I'm Jim Rome, and we start our third and final hour. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. It's a really good third hour, too, a busy third hour. I've got Xavien Howard, great cornerback for the Dolphins, joining me sometime this segment. We are efforting big head bets. That's coming up next segment. Obviously, week that was. Somewhere before the end of the program. In ATP, somewhere between the end of the program. Every single line is either filled or ringing, which should give you an idea. It is lit, which should give you a kind of an idea of what we've done today and what kind of a day we're having. So hit me, 1-800-636-8686. You can try, or you can just shoot me a tweet. Thumb out a tweet at Jim Rome, or email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveitake.com. As I am efforting my guest, rather than start a long-form rant, I think I will take a telephone call. Remember, this all started yesterday when Diane from Niagara Falls tried to call in and pay tribute to Shared Belief, and then Rit stepped all over her. Niagara Falls, Diane. It's good to have you. Diane, how are you?
War Lady Clones.
Damn, Rit.
How are you? Not going to take too much to elevate these calls, but anyway.
Anyway, that was yesterday, and somehow she worked her way back in. So why don't we finish what we started or get her thoughts on what happened? We go to Niagara Falls. Diane, it's safe. Rit is nowhere near the board. You can do what you do. What's up, Diane? How are you feeling?
Hey, hi, Jim. Thank you so much. Oh, my God, this has been hilarious, and I think there is a god of tequila because when I called, usually I talk to Hawk, I get Rit. So I got to have a nice conversation with him, told him that I forgive him, all forgiven, even though I did feel like, and you'll love this analogy, Shared Belief getting slammed by Byron coming out of the Breeders' Cup Classic, where two things, that horse should have been taken down, okay, and I'm not a steward. And the other thing is, I really think that's when he got injured before the West Virginia race. But anyway, I tried to set kind of a respectful tone when I called, and when Rit dropped that War Lady Clones bomb, I'm like, oh my God, Jim's going to rip me a new one because I thought you'd be ticked because you don't suffer fools, and I didn't want to screw the call up. So, yeah, I was going to talk about a Shared Belief and how much I loved him, and I'll never forget the afternoon that when he passed because I listened to you faithfully, and I was at work, but I heard your tone of voice, and I said, something's up with Jim, something's wrong. And then having followed Silverwood Racing all my life, I saw the Facebook postings and the social media postings and that we lost the big horse. So, and one other real quick thing, there is 6 degrees of separation because you talk a lot to Lorenzo Alexander. And right now I am the sister of the two mafia sisters that Lorenzo always talks about. And my sister Mary is up at Roswell Hospital, Buffalo. She has ovarian cancer and she's getting some treatment done. So shout out to Mary and Patty, the mafia sisters. Love you guys. So I love you guys, too.
That's great, Diane. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you called back. That was great. You're great, Diane. Thank you. That's where that drop goes, by the way. Nice job, Diane. Well done. Like, what a great gal. She thought that I was going to rip her a new one because I was going to blame that on her, as if that was her fault. Of course, Rit thought the same thing. Rit thought that it was her fault, too, when Diane did nothing wrong. And the knowledge that Diane has of Shared Belief, I'm so glad she shared her thoughts. She said that she goes, you'll appreciate this analogy. I kind of felt like Shared Belief getting hammered out of the gate by Byron in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Great analogy. She, you know what, Diane, you said something that I've actually never heard before. And you said, I think that that's where Shared Belief got hurt before going to West Virginia. Honestly, Diane, and I mean this sincerely from the bottom of my heart, I'm not exactly sure what happened at West Virginia when he got hurt. And that's a whole different can of worms, yo. However, remember, we did run him after the Classic, and he ran extremely well. We would not run him if he got hurt, or if we thought that he was hurt, obviously. But I think that's a very interesting theory that you had, that he was not right. I will tell you this. After Byron slammed him coming out of the gate, and Cher Belief. Those in horse racing understand this. He finished fourth that day when he was the favorite. And that fourth place finish was almost as impressive as any win he ever had, because he got hammered coming out of the gate and then hammered 100 yards later against the best horses in the world and still finished fourth, only 3 3/4 lengths back. And until the very end, I thought he was going to find a way to get it done, because he always did. I can tell you this, he was banged up pretty good. And he was pissed the entire week. Like, people used to say to me, hey, Rome, do horses know if they win or lose? Hell yes, they know. Of course they know. Of course they know. And Cher Belief knew. He knew he lost that race, because he was usually a handful, usually a lot. But he was especially that week after the loss. He knew he lost, and he knew when he won. And Alex Solis hit me yesterday with a text and said, long live the big horse. And then I sent him a picture of him and the horse, and Alex laughed. He goes, man, what a punk. Because Cher Belief used to just do things. Like, he was kind of a smart aleck like that. But Alex goes, he was the king, and he knew it. That's what I loved about that horse, man. He knew he was good. He knew he was special. Diane gets it. Good job, Diane. War Lady Clones.
War Lady Clones.
War Lady Clones, Diane. Rit, that's where that goes. Mark in Hollywood even appreciated it. Mark in Hollywood, quote, golden ticket her. Bella B, quote, War Lady Clones.
War Lady Clones.
Look, all the legends are coming in. Stucknut, give Diane Ritz job.
Game on.
Rick can keep his job as long as he knows his job. Rebel tweets, real men drink tequila. Unwar Silk sipping his wine. War Rit having more talent than Mike Golick's kid. We're not doing that, all right? We're not doing that. Darren and Kuna, those who mess with my tequila can go straight to hell. Hey, Rome, been a big agave worshiper for some time. War Agave Nation. All right, listen, I'm going to be honest. I don't know the agave plant the way I know the gin plant. I know a lot more about gin than I do tequila. I'm just saying I've changed. I've changed up. And in terms of tequila, I'm not getting really exotic with it. Like, I don't know very much. I just know what I know, and I like what I know, and I'm not really coming off it. And I'm not in any way trying to be a snob. But all I really know at this point, I'm like a 1942 guy and a Clase Azul guy. And above and beyond that, believe it or not, I actually go to Hawk for a little bit of advice. Not a lot, but some. And I got a few other guys. My guy Ed Milette is a big tequila guy, so I'll go to him sometimes. Adrian Gonzalez I'll go to sometimes. And Mark Moda tweets, Rome, I'm all in with this new tequila religion. I just replaced the plastic baby Jesus in my front yard's nativity scene with a bottle of Jose Cuervo. Don't forget Mark. Again, I'm not making light of religion. I just told you a story about a guy in the UK who was furious that his bar got shut down and looked around and said, well, they're not shutting down churches. I got an idea. I'm going to turn my bar into a church. And I thought that was curious. The Church of Tequila. Diane, I'm proud of you. Good job. Really well done. She loved the big horse. All right, so here's what I want to do. Xavier Howard is going to move to the next segment, so I want to flip him with the big head. So why don't you guys set up the big head on his nice, pristine, crystal clear Comrex line.
Nice.
And we will adapt and improvise on the fly. Time for another edition of the wildly popular Big Head Bets, starring he of the gigantic dome, James Kelly. We do it every Friday. I say the same thing every Friday. If you want to get down, if you want to get paid, We do this for entertainment purposes only. Do not wager what you cannot afford to lose. No, I do say that every single Friday. Yeah, not anymore. Not anymore. We're doing this for one reason, and one reason only. And it's not for entertainment purposes. It's to get your ass paid. Understand this. We're not guaranteeing you're going to get paid. Go into this with your eyes wide ass open. Like crazy eyes. Adam Gase, wide ass open. No one is making you do anything. We're just providing you some intel and some educated opinions and a few of the games. Why am I changing up now? Why am I saying that it's no longer for entertainment purposes only? Because had we been playing with real money and not an imaginary role, we would have been getting paid. The gigantic head is hitting on better than 60% of his picks against the spread in the NFL. Not many of the pros who are charging money for their picks can say that. So yes, it's going to put more pressure on the head. But you know what they say? No pressure, no diamonds. No pressure, no diamonds. Let's get at it. Pressure is a privilege. Big head, are you ready to do this?
Hell freaking yes, Jim. I'm ready.
My man, let's do it. All right, so Browns v. Titans. I love it. America's team against a really good jungle team. Both 8-3, both looking to run the hell out of the ball. Let me ask you this, James. If you had your choice, who would you rather have? Derrick Henry or the two-headed monster that is Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt? And how are you playing this one? Titans minus 5.5.
So on my roster, I'd rather have the two-headed monster of Chubb and Hunt. But on Sunday, Jim, I'm going to take Henry and minus 5.5 on the Titans. The Browns have been horrible road covers the past two seasons against the spread. They're 1-4 this season. And in their last 11 games away from Cleveland, they're 1-10. And Derrick Henry is absolutely balling. He's averaging 155 yards a game. They will run their play action. They will not turn the ball over. They have 5 turnovers all season long, the fewest in the NFL. The Browns' secondary, it's banged up, Jim, and they probably won't have Denzel Ward. Yes, the Browns are 8-3, but they're averaging less than 16 points a game the last 4 games. Baker Mayfield's got to be good. He hasn't been lately. He's been average, but I'm going with King Henry and the Titans minus 5.5.
All right, so that's really interesting. So Titans minus 5.5, and again, we're not doing this for entertainment purposes only. We are doing this to get you paid. Raiders v. Jets right now. I mean, shoot, remember, like, Big Head, we all want to admit we were wrong about the Raiders. We were wrong about Chunk Gruden. We were wrong about Derek Carr. We were wrong about these guys. Then they go out, well, other than that part about them butchering COVID-19 protocols, we were right about that. Then they go out and they lose 2 in a row right when you want to give them credit. Thanks for nothing. However, they have the ultimate get-right game Sunday against some of the biggest losers ever, the Jets, who are flirting with running it backwards. Right now, we know the Raiders are going to win this game, right? But do they cover at minus 8?
Yes, they do, Jim. I like the Raiders. I think they do cover at minus 8. And I think Derek Carr, he was ass last week, no doubt about it. But I think he'll be much better this week. He fumbled 3 freaking times last week, all right? But he has an advantage here, and that's against that Jets secondary. They're even worse than he was last week. They're allowing a highest percentage of passes to be completed in the NFL at over 71%, Jim. And on the other side of the ball, you covered it earlier, they're terrible. They're averaging 13.8 points per game on offense, and that's the worst since a 2012 Romeo Crennel-led Kansas City Chiefs offense. And it's Sam Darnold, like you said earlier. He hasn't thrown a touchdown, Jim, since September. Joe Flacco has actually padded those stats, so they're not as bad as they really are. I like the Raiders. I do think they have more character than normal. Raiders minus 8.5.
Did you just say that Derek Carr was ass?
Yes, he was. 4 turnovers, 3 fumbles.
Saying
complete.
Something sucks is not a take, nor is calling somebody ass, Big Head.
Yeah.
All right, then. Then you have, this is Big Head Bets. We do it every single Friday. Then you've got this critical NFC West matchup between the Rams and Cards. You know I love the Cards. They're one of my favorite jungle teams ever, but they've been backing up of late. Until I see him on the field, Big Head, I've got to wonder about Kyler Murray and how much his shoulder is bothering him. Meantime, you've got the Rams and their Super Bowl-caliber defense, but anything but a Super Bowl-caliber quarterback in Jared Goff right now. You can have the Cards and 3 if you want them. The question is, do you?
I don't, Jim. I want the Rams, and I want to give 3. So I'm going to take the Rams. Look, both are coming off disappointing games, and I think you're right about that shoulder. I think it's bugging Kyler. That was his worst game of the season against Hood last week. And now he gets possibly the hardest team to play against and to throw against in the Rams this week. Look, put Jalen Ramsey out there and DeAndre. and let Aaron Donald do his thing. And I think the Rams have the clear advantage in the running game. And also, the Cards, they're sloppy now. I mean, they are the most penalized team in the NFL, and the Rams are the second least penalized team. If Goff doesn't wet the bed like he has the last four games out, I like the Rams minus -3.
Getting comfortable, man. Calling quarterbacks ass, saying they wet the bed. Is there anything else that you like on the way out the door that you see that we should think about this weekend?
Jim, I found something. I'm on cricket competition, the Ford Trophy in New Zealand. Tomorrow, I'm hitting the Canterbury Kings again at minus -140 over the Northern Knights. I'm all over this stuff. I'm a big, big cricket guy right now, and the Kings of Canterbury have won 5 of their past 6. I heard that, Alvin. 5 of their past 6, Jim, including a 266-234 win over those Northern Knights last month.
All right, so respectfully, I want to say this to you. A New Zealand Cricket League hit. I like it because I've had that on my brain as well. Just not Canterbury. Come on, man. Listen, I usually get respect where you're coming from, head, but are you kidding me about Canterbury?
Son, your ego, man, is writing checks your body can't cash.
Get the hell out of here with that crap. Canterbury has not won the Ford Trophy since 2017. You know that, don't you?
I do know that, but that's a lot of disrespect for my man Kim McClure and Leo Carter, Jim.
Let me tell you something, dude. You ask me, until somebody takes them down, Auckland, the defending champs, are the ones to beat. And don't you be confused by their slow start this season either. They've got way too much talent not to get right. And you, head, have way too much knowledge to be coming up in here and running your mouth about things you don't know. Cricket. You feel me?
I feel you. Kings minus -140.
Auckland minus -140 over the Volts all damn day. You're welcome, man. Stick to what you know, head, and dominate. Everything but cricket. Have a great weekend, James. Good job.
Thanks, Jim.
I agree to disagree. You come in here and talk that nonsense about cricket with me. James Kelly. He's got Titans minus -5.5. He's got the Raiders minus the points and Rams minus -3. Get down. It's no longer for entertainment purposes only. We think we can help you. Be smart about it. He's joining me. Xavien Howard, one of the best DBs in the NFL, leads the NFL, in fact, in interceptions since 2017. That's coming up next. Just changing on the fly. Just doing what we do on a Friday. Having a lot of fun. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
For all the ones who get it done, there is Grainger offering supplies and solutions for every industry to help keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop on by. We are still efforting Xavien Howard, and they are efforting us. Practice is running a little bit late. So, in the meantime, Alvin is efforting his week that was. And I think that I will effort a telephone call. And as the host of the show, it does warm my heart to see every single line lit. That means we're having fun. Let's go to Harrisburg. Jason. Jason, good to have you. How are you?
What the hell happened to Will Brinson, Jim? Is he now on the payroll of James Wilkes with his hatred of red meat? Or Eric in Orlando with his love of tuna? At least his wife has some sense, though. The only thing that would have made her refusing to give him bacon on his breakfast sandwich better would be if she had given him what he really wanted and slapped some raw tuna on that egg and English muffin right there in the kitchen.
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
I'm going to pretend that that never happened, and I'm going to pretend that you don't exist, and I'll make sure you never call again. Listen, the thing about Brinson said steak is overrated. Brinson did not say he didn't like steak. I want to, not that I need to defend Will Brinson, because Will Brinson is really good at that himself, but he made the point, elite steak that is well cooked is bleeping great, is what he said. Quote, most of the steak you eat isn't. That's my point. He went on to say, quote, steak is like QBs. Elite steak is great. And then like 70% of steak is just fine and being unnecessarily obsessed over by the general population. So what he's saying is there's a lot of bad steak. great steak is incredible, but there's a lot of bad steak that people are obsessing over that are making out to be much better than it is. All right, then. Let's go to Green Bay, Wisconsin. AJ. AJ, what's going on?
Jim, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for making the call. What's up?
I want to talk about Cleveland. My wife and I, she's a full-time student. Back in February when she had a break, she asked me to take her on vacation. And I'm like, let's go to Cleveland. And she asked the same questions, like, what the hell is in Cleveland? And I'm like, there's a whole bunch of stuff in Cleveland. So we went there. I mean, they have a Naval Museum, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, their stadium. 45 minutes south is the Professional Hall of Fame. On the way back, we hit the McKinley Memorial. So Ohio is a great state. On a football note, I'm a closet Cleveland fan because I feel that they were really dissed when they were doing really good and moved to Baltimore.
Hell yeah.
And once they went there, one of those Super Bowl trophies should be the Browns. So Green Bay Packer fan for life. Cleveland Brown fan too.
All right, I got you. I see you working, AJ. Thank you. So what he's responding to my take on Joakim Noah, and I reset that Joe Noah, if you only know him for cracking back on Cleveland, then you're missing out because he's cracked back on a lot of things. Brilliantly so. But he did smash Cleveland, as we know, and said, would you vacation there? I don't leave my room. I don't leave my hotel room, man. It's depressing. It's bad. Why is it so bad? Just factories, man. And that guy said, I'm here to defend Cleveland. I'm always here to defend Cleveland. My experience with Cleveland has been amazing. Three tour stops back in the day. Three of the best days of my life. I love Cleveland. Always have. And they're America's team, the Browns. Big game. You heard James Kelly saying, I'm taking the Titans -5.5. Very important game for the Browns. The Browns beat everybody that they're supposed to beat, but they don't have a win like that. That would be a really nice win for them, but they've got their work cut out for them. Alvin, by any chance, are you ready to do what you do? Then do what you do. Roll that week that was. How you living after that long weekend? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. Are you happy? It's Monday. I know I am. Good to be here. What's cracking? Hope you had a great, great weekend. That was one weird-ass weekend of football.
Unbelievable.
Yeah! Trubisky got hit by Za'Darius Smith. The ball came
Huddle
out.
Mechanics. What? Derek Dooley's shower discipline? Didn't want any of that? Then maybe you can work on his not going 3-and-out mechanics. Or his pick-six mechanics. Andy Staples.
Can I still fax the show like we did in college?
Did you ever fax this show back in the day?
I never faxed the show, though. I worked with a guy at the college paper who had many, many molten tapes.
You heard that correctly. Guys who played their last game for Fat Pat brought in orange juice, champagne, and some flutes. And they went all Instagram brunch chick with it.
Maddie, light!
I'm sure Scott Frost didn't show up and hey, are these
Frost
things on?
Dad.
Are those cameras on? Is that on? Yeah. Everybody, you call me Scofro from now on. I guarantee Scott Frost didn't do that. Some honk dropped that on.
The karma's strong this year.
I just want to say one thing.
Why would I wear a shirt that I worked out in to a boardroom meeting? That's what he's selling. You can wear that same shirt to accomplish all these same things. And for what? To save 5 seconds?
God bless.
Eric Musselman.
Jim, thanks so much for having me on Back in the Jungle. Everybody's doing good. Family's awesome. I hope yours is doing great as well.
Oh, yes.
The Eagles have attempted the most two-point conversions.
Legendary nad shot for Hawks, -6.5 guy, in an instant first ballot Hall of Fame bad beat.
Did the coach have a lot of money on his own team? Did the quarterback have a lot of money on his own team? I don't get it.
Daryl Spence Jr. is joining us.
I'm like, man, I gotta go see the doctor to see if my brain's okay because my body went head up with concrete. Most people lose that battle.
Listen to me. Read my lips. You have my word. I will never.
And I mean ever.
Play that song ever again on this show.
Rippy Adam Hawk.
Ethan Hunt could not have repaired that song. Who's hoping that song self-destructs in 5 seconds, whether we accept the mission or not?
This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
The worst.
The worst?
The worst.
Email.
What you call art, I call something else.
Ass.
No way, bro. I thought for sure you were in some fan fancy New York City studio at $40,000 an hour. Those were not Sennheisers that you were using? Talking to Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly.
Listen, all the Fortune 500 companies would tell you the same thing. They're going to hire somebody that fits their culture, and then they'll develop them on the way. That's the same thing here at Notre Dame.
Bob Myers, my guest.
I'm not giving you the company line here. My owner wants to win. This is the kind of owner you want. People that are fans out there of any team, you better hope you have good ownership.
Twitter. I don't want your USDA Prime. I ordered the Wagyu. You know who the hell I am? I'm Beauregard.
Radio commercials that are four times louder than the show I'm listening to. I got you yelling at me about Granger.
Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Who gives a rat's furry ass about a Christmas tree lighting?
Rashawn Evans.
No doubt it's mental warfare. And, you know, whenever you get your opponents already, you know, upset before the game even starts, you've already, you know, started out on the good ride.
Some red zone failures, but you attribute that to
us sucking.
He's still undefeated and still furious. Man, that was my man's straightest and hottest fire ever. Going to roll telephone calls.
Enough with the basketball. That sissy game.
KCP would be flying rubber dog. The Hong Kong, if it weren't for his agent LeBron. Rich Paul.
Tom Brady, the luckiest and least talented quarterback. The dude's a scrub. He's overrated. He's not as talented as half the league.
And I was just wondering what stem cells do to your judge.
Niagara Falls, Diane. It's good to have you, Diane. How are you?
War Lady Clone.
War Lady Clones. She's choked up already, and I'm choking up thinking about it. And old man Ike just can't wait to hammer War Lady Clones.
Lady Clone caller, Lady Clone button.
When you were talking about Irvine, like being on fire, I wouldn't play the burning drop.
Burning.
That's just common sense.
He is Will Brinson.
That's right. Yeah. Nothing goes better with a great cut of ahi tuna than a black cherry white claw.
Jim's going to rip me a new one.
I'm all over this stuff. I'm a big, big cricket guy right now.
10,000 touchdowns, zero commercials.
And I'm still Jimmy. There are two people who do it. Her, my mom.
Your mom.
Stay-at-home uncle.
Biscuits and gravy. Appreciate you always having me on.
Thanks for having me in the jungle. It's the best.
Pizza heresy.
Marveling at your unit.
Touchdown, Buffalo!
It's a dynasty, clone.
A sucking.
More north, the better.
Hennessy, what you mean?
Good night now!
Dang, I mean, was that the year that was? Was that the year that was? Was that the year in review? What a week! That was 1 week in the jungle. 1 week. I'm proud of that week. That was a damn fine week. The week that was. Good job, Alvy. All right, clones. Here's what we're doing. Xavien Howard looks like he may not make it off the practice field in time. So this next segment is wide open. It's been that kind of hour, you know. We've been kind of flipping things up and around, reacting, improvising, changing, opening it up to you. Hey, cut the line. If ever there was a day or a time to do it, it's right now. Step your game up. Cut the line. Pick up the phone. Thumb out a tweet. Mark up my Facebook page. Whatever you want to do. I'm here for it. Welcome back. What a day. I mean, seriously, what a day. Live in Southern California, I am Jim Rome. Nice to be here. One final segment. As promised, we're joined right now by an all-pro cornerback. He is a pro bowler. He leads the league in interceptions with 7 this season. Tied for the league lead in interceptions in 2018. Second in the league in passes defended this season with 15. 38th pick overall in 2016 out of Baylor. Miami is at home against Cincinnati on Sunday. That is a CBS game at 1 p.m. Eastern. Xavien Howard of the Dolphins joins us right now. Xavien, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing well. What about yourself?
Doing great. Thanks for making time. Good to have you on. Listen, before we talk about you facing Cincinnati on Sunday, I've got to ask you about a play you made against the Jets on Sunday. An interception that to me was so sharp and it was so clean. It looked like you knew the receiver's route better than he did. Can you take me through that particular play? What did you see on it? And did you know what was happening before it happened?
Yeah, that's the crazy part, because after the play, the receiver asked me, like, man, you know I'm about to run that route. It was just third down and short, and, you know, I knew they was going to try to come to the stick. So when I got the inside release and just knowing just route concepts, I ended up just being in the right place at the right time. And I didn't expect Donald to throw the ball exactly at me like that. And I just made a play on the ball.
You know, I laid out those numbers. I mean, these are really significant numbers. So I'm curious, how much of your game is about pure physical ability, and then how much of it is about studying your opponent and knowing what they're going to do before they do it?
Yeah, that's what one thing we preach about. Like, when we just studying somebody, just knowing every day, like, they tennis that they do. So, you know, just knowing player tennis and just, like I say, just knowing route concepts, it helped me out a lot. And it's not mostly, it's a little bit physical, though, but it's mostly mentally.
Interesting. Xavier and Howard joining us. I want to put this in perspective, though. Like, I mentioned the stats from the last couple of years, but if we put this thing into historical perspective, you've got more interceptions this season by yourself than eight teams. You have 19 interceptions in 51 career games, which is a better rate than guys like Charles Woodson, Deion Sanders, Darrell Revis, Champ Bailey, some of the best to ever do it. What's your reaction when you hear that?
Man, that's just greatness right there. You know, just hearing mention names like Champ Bailey, that I watch a lot, Deion Sanders. You know, them guys are Hall of Famers. You know, that's the goal, I feel like, for any player that's in the NFL, to be a Hall of Famer one day. You know, with that being said, it's just forcing me to put my head down and go to work and keep doing a good job.
Also, I know it's obviously very important to you that it's not going to be a one-season thing. Like, you lead the league in interceptions since 2017, so you've been playing at a high level almost since the moment you arrived, but now your personal success is being paired with team success. How much more does it mean to know that you can come to the facility or the stadium every day knowing that now you're on a team that's got a chance to make the playoffs and make a run?
Man, with all that in front of us, you know, that's what we think about, and that's what we preach about on this side. So, you know, just knowing that, you know, and everybody just continue doing their job and playing good, you know, that's what we want to be, a playoff team, Super Bowl team. You know, it's more than just a playoff. You know, we want to change the culture around here in Miami.
So, you know, the team started 0-2 this season. Since then, You're 7-2. What's been the biggest change and the biggest area of growth for the team over the course of the season?
I feel like we was right there. Like, you know, the teams that we faced in the first week of the season, you know, it wasn't like no blowout or nothing like that. We was close. But it was always, our coaches always told us, it was like one play away that we need to make. And once we started making them one plays that we need to make, you know, it took off from there. You know, we just keep that going, keep making plays, and keep doing the little stuff that we do, complimentary football. You know, we're going to keep getting better, I feel.
Right. So, like, back in October when the decision was made to start Tua instead of Ryan Fitzpatrick, there was a lot of talk about that outside your building, outside the team. What was the reaction, though, inside of it? What did you think when you heard that news?
It was surprising. But, you know, as a player, we just play football, you know, and we can't really say too much about that because we're not the one that makes the decision. You know, it's bigger than us. Upstairs knew that's the decision they wanted to make, and, you know, we just got to deal with it and just play football at the end of the day.
Xavier and Howard joining me for a few more moments. I can respect it. And speaking of respect, man, I got a lot of respect for Brian Flores, a lot of respect for the work that he's done since he arrived. What's it been like to play for him?
Man, it's been great, man. You know, he pushed guys to the level, and he wants you to be the great, the best player you can do, the best thing you can do. So, you know, with him just having that attitude and the discipline he brought around over here at the Miami Dolphins, and just being a hands-on coach, you know, it helped out a lot. And, you know, guys, like we said before, we run through the brick wall for that guy. You know, he'll do the same for us.
Why is that, man? That's like when you talk about an NFL locker room, we're talking about alphas. We're talking about some of the most strong-willed people you'll ever be around. And when you get a collection of guys like that, quote, willing to run through a brick wall for another man, like, what is it that he does or says that makes you guys so willing to do that for him?
You know, it's all about with him, and he tell you the truth if you want to hear it or not. And a lot of guys, they don't tell the truth. Or then, you know, just coming from where he comes from, the Patriots, you know, they known for winning. And, you know, with a guy coming in like that and just want to bring that mentality to the Dolphins, even though a lot of people didn't want to buy in at first, but when you start buying in and you start seeing things different and seeing things start working out, you got the most respect for that guy because he's changing the culture around there and we winning. And that's what everybody want to do is win.
and you change that culture, you get a buy-in when you see results. Now, you're facing the Bengals on Sunday, right? Brandon Allen's going to start for them last week after Joe Burrow went down. So how do you go about preparing for them and for him?
Man, you know, they got a nice receiver core over there. And especially with A.J. Green, Ty Boyd, and the rookie, T. Higgins. So, you know, but the quarterback, you know, he's an NFL quarterback no matter what. He's after Joe Burrow, you know. And I think it's his second year. I don't think he's a rookie. I think it's his second year, though. You know, we got to – I won't change nothing about the game plan that we did, or we got to view him this type of way. You know, it's – I treat it like each week it's a new game. It's a new person you got to face. So each week, I just stick to the script that that the coaches give us, and we just go from there.
A new time, a new regime, and a new outlook in Miami. Miami is at home against Cincinnati on Sunday. He is their All-Pro. He is their Pro Bowler. He leads the league in interceptions with 7. Xavien Howard. Xavien, I know you worked hard to make that happen for us today. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. He is all business, which I respect. Great player. Really, really good player. All right, so I saved you a moment on the back end. It seemed fitting. Got the ATP. I want to hit that really quickly. ATP brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Hi, Jim. Does Logan want to stay in California for college? Or GTFO, like Jake did? Thanks, Bella B. in Calgary.
I love when you
another good one, Bella. It's a good one. Unfortunately, there's not a good answer. It's kind of a sore point, if you can tell. Let's just say that we're working hard on Logan right now. And virtual learning is not really good for any of these kids. Not that anybody has a choice, but it's pretty challenging. Jake was a different kid. Jake and I were knocking heads hard early on. Jake was kind of frenetic and bouncing around. I couldn't focus him. And for whatever reason, right around 7th grade, Jake walks in on Janet and I and says, "Hey, you know what? I got this. I don't like the way things are going." As a 7th grader, Jake did this. "I don't like the way things are going at school. You are not going to have to get on me to do my homework anymore. I got this." And we never worried about him ever again. Self-motivated, self-starting. And Jake wanted to get into the best college that he could get into and locked in and did the work. And wanted to, quote, GTFO. Jake wanted out. Jake wanted to go to New York. Jake went to Notre Dame. He loved that. Jake wanted out. Jake got into Missouri. He thought about that. And then I sent him to Madison, and he fell in love and got in there. Logan, on the other hand, is not really showing any kind of desire to stay or leave. Like, I think he's not going to get to it till he has to get to it, which means you're going to end up at City College, son, or even worse, Hawk. You're going to end up Adam Hawk, son. I tell it to Logan all the time. You want to be Adam Hawk? You want to go to 13th grade 4 times? Get your ass to work, man. Yeah, I don't know. I think that...
get your ass to Moss.
Get your ass to work. Logan may stay close to home. He's not showing... put it this way. He's not giving us that vibe, Bella, that he needs to get the bleep out. Jake gave us that vibe that he needs to get the bleep out. He was gone. I knew that. Let's go to Eric in Orlando quickly. Eric, what's going on?
Bobby, how you doing, buddy?
Good, dude. You?
I'm doing great. Talking tuna. I got a quick recipe for you, man. You get a tuna steak, half a cup of Ken's Italian dressing, put it in a freezer bag, let it sit overnight, and then cook it in a fry pan, 3 minutes on each side. You'll love it.
Okay. I like that.
Now for Ritt, how can he be so stuck on himself? He looks like a foreskin with ears.
No, you don't like that car.
I don't like that car. Not a very good car.
Now for Ritt, how can he be so stuck on himself? He looks like a foreskin with ears. Some of your best work, Eric, since you dropped the flight deck loss on James Kelly. Wow. Huge call is sponsored by Capital One Shopping. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Capital One Shopping. What's in your wallet? Savings and available coupons vary. Got yourself a little throwback day, didn't you? Jungle, circa 96, maybe. What a day. My thanks to Xavien Howard and the Dolphins. They made that happen. To Will Brinson. To all you clones, the XR4TI. Not to Eric in Orlando, man. That was over the top. Everybody have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday. We are done.
Now I'm done.